In 2013, the HIMSS annual conference drew 34,696 attendees from across the world. And this year in Orlando, HIMSS 14 annual conference is set to be just as big and packed full of over 1,200 exhibitors, 300 education events, and five keynote speakers, including former Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton and Dr. Karen DeSalvo. Hi, I'm Rod Pihowsky, Senior Director, Health Information Systems here at HIMSS. Today we have a treat because joining us are four HIMSS volunteer leaders from various HIMSS content areas. From innovation, we have Craig Miller. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Rod.
And from management engineering and process improvement, Cecilia Beckman is here today. Hi, Cecilia.
Hi, Rod.
And from enterprise information systems, Greg Wolverton. Greg, thank you for joining us.
Hello, Rod. Thank you very much.
And from usability, we have Bob Schumacher. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Rod. How are you?
All right. So before we get started, if you're interested in finding out more information on any of our guests, you can look at hims.org/podcasts, and we'll have more there. So what we want to talk about today is, what are you looking forward to most at HIMSS 14? And I'm going to start with you, Craig.
Thanks, Rod. Well, I think as the leader of the innovation community, what I look forward to the most is having a chance to meet the other community members. We have a monthly community call where we typically have 150 or 200 participants in the community listening in to innovation leaders, asking questions and exchanging ideas, and that's terrific, but there's just no substitute for the opportunity to meet your community face-to-face. In the course of a year, we've grown to over 6,000 members in our community, and I'm really looking forward to having a chance to get to know some of them better face-to-face and ask them about their priorities and their interests around innovation.
Well, there should be plenty of them there. Cecilia, how about you? What are you looking forward to?
Like Craig, I am looking forward to meeting a number of the members of the Management Engineering and Process Improvement Committee. We will be having an annual meeting at the conference, and so, you know, that will give us an opportunity to meet a lot of our membership. I'm also looking forward to some of the material that's being presented this year. I think this is going to be a year of a lot of change, and I know we've focused many years on the clinical area, but finance again, or, you know, accounting is again coming to the forefront with ICD-10 and computer-assisted coding and a number of those things. So I think there's a lot of exciting things to learn at HIMSS this year.
Absolutely, a lot going on. Greg, I know you always look forward to the conference, and you're eager to go. What's on your agenda for this year?
You know, right now, looking at the big picture, continuing through the big picture approach, as my colleagues have said, there's been a lot of change in the last year, and looking at trying to capture it and seeing what's out there that's available to us to look at the big picture views, and of course, pushing through with our enterprise information systems and looking at those topics that are of interest as well.
And Bob, from the usability standpoint or from your personal interest, what are the high points for you that you'll be seeking out?
Well, I think there's always some really great things that happen at HIMSS. It does give us a chance to connect one-on-one with people who are innovators in the field. So we can listen to some of the education talks, and there are a couple of really interesting talks on usability and user experience. The other part that I think really excites me is being able to walk the floor and look at some of the exhibitors and see what's at the vanguard, at the forefront of trying to make some sense out of some of the complexity and some of the technology that's being brought forth. As it comes into the HIMSS community and HIT in general.
So I'll continue with you. Cecilia brought up the concept of trends, and so what kind of trends are you seeing, and what interests you?
Well, just in general, across the board, I think as everybody notes, there's this huge shift toward mobile devices. And how do you take something that is as complex, oftentimes, or as important as an electronic health record or a health information system, and put that onto a mobile device so that it is safe to use for the patients and not frustrating for the providers. So to me, I think that mobile is a huge trend, and one that you know, good things can often come in small packages. So we're looking for some innovation there.
Other thoughts on trends?
Yeah, this is Craig. You know, I think one of the trends that's really going to be animating a lot of the opportunity in healthcare going forward over the next few years is going to be, you know, new ways to bend the cost curve in healthcare. You know, clearly the spiral in cost is unsustainable over the longer term. The good news is that, you know, we're now living in a golden age of electronic health data, not just claims data, but clinical data, population health data, quality data, and many other sources. And so I think we'll be seeing trends at the conference from vendors and speakers around opportunities to utilize that data to understand the populations who are the highest utilizers of the healthcare system and most at risk, identify new interventions to address those populations in a coordinated and proactive way to simultaneously improve the quality of their care and drive down the cost of care, and then use those insights to create, you know, continuously learning and improving healthcare systems. So I expect to see that expressed in a lot of ways from organizations that represent technology vendors, healthcare plans, healthcare providers, and others.
Now, Cecilia, you are the chair of our Management Engineering and Process Improvement Committee, which also oversees the Change Management Task Force. Is anything that Craig's saying resonating with you, with the trends that you're seeing, and how do you approach it from your area of expertise?
Yeah, most certainly it does resonate, and it really, Management Engineering and Process Improvement, as well as Change Management, need to be part and parcel of, you know, the technology that we use, because it offers the opportunity to be able to address all those things. But in order to do it effectively and to be able to improve quality and reduce costs, you know, you need to utilize these tools in order to be successful.
So that brings up the point of how do you go about following a topic like that through a conference that's this big? Greg, what would you suggest, and how do you approach this? You know, when you have something you want to learn about, how do you get through it and find out all you can?
Yeah, you know, that's interesting that you asked, because I was actually doing that this morning over on the HIMSSconference.org website. Was looking at and going in there and searching by my community of profession, which would be CIO or VPs, and be able to look at that. And then I just go to the topics I'm interested in, and it really is nice to be able to do that. And then I just sign up and use the add it to my agenda, and that way I've already always got it handy right there on my mobile device, as well as my being able to sign in on my desktop as well to be able to manage these things. So, I mean, that's the way I handle it. It works very good, because there are a lot of things to do.
Is there anything anybody is expecting to see, hoping to see, get a chance over and above the basics this year?
This is Cecilia. I think that, you know, one thing that I think we need to follow very closely is the evolution of the ACOs. You know, that's certainly going to change the way that we do business in healthcare. So that certainly is something, you know, to be taking a look at.
Yeah, this is Craig. Let me echo Cecilia's comment. I absolutely see, you know, ACOs as being emblematic of a larger shift in healthcare, not just in the U.S. but elsewhere, away from pure fee-for-service models of care towards value-based purchasing. And ACOs are really kind of the harbinger or the, you know, initial effort to establish that as a principle in American healthcare. And I think that's going to express itself in all kinds of ways. I think one of the interesting enablers for that I hope to, you know, hear more about at the conference is predictive analytics as a tool to understand and identify opportunities to deliver better care at lower cost to populations for ACOs.
Greg, is that an issue at your organization?
Absolutely. You know, I think where we're looking at it from is getting through all of from the ACO perspective. We've got IPAs. We've got a whole lot going on in the payer community, but then when we turn around and bring it into what's successful and what works into health information technology, one of the things that we look at, or at least I like to look at, is, again, when we look at this big picture of innovation, what are the things, who are the innovators, and how are they innovating? Looking at things from the enterprise information, like assistance committee, for instance, the things that that we're doing in mergers and acquisitions. You know, this year is ripe with huge amounts of mergers and acquisitions. I like to look at these things so I can get an idea of the next steps that I need to do when we're into facing an acquisition. So, yes, there's a whole lot of things, you know, to look at and a whole lot of things, but these are the big picture items that we should be looking at, and they are out there.
So at a conference that big, how do you find the innovation? And I'll open this question up to anybody on the call. I know even Bob, with the usability area that you're interested in, people are always looking for new and innovative ideas. But we all know it's impossible to hit every booth and see every demonstration. So how do you approach something like that? How do you seek out what is the innovative trend for the year?
Well, I think there's a certain amount of planning that you have to do ahead of time, obviously, that you need to see who's there, what are some of the trends that you expect. But, you know, when I think about the usability community, my concern is oftentimes that we leave behind one of the biggest issues, which is that the highest cost of capital in any one of these enterprise applications is the humans who sit behind the keyboard or the mouse or whatever. So what I'm looking for are contributors and people who think about the fact that, you know, it's not just about the biggest, the best, and marketing claims, but are they really exercising the right tools? Are they following some of the guidelines that ONC has laid out for safety enhanced design? Do they get it, in other words? And some of that is just sort of brute force talking to the right people at the right vendor booths, or going to various talks, or I'll put a plug in for our group, for the usability community, to find out who's thinking about this and what are they thinking. What's the level of the systemic approach that they take toward improving the experience and making systems safer for people to use.
Anyone else want to add on to that? How do you dig out innovation at the conference?
Well, this is Greg. You know, one of the things that I think a good way to do it is to attend the symposiums. There's a lot of things out there that are focused on, there's the MEPI forum, there's the community meetings, got usability and different things like that, and even in our case, the spotlight on the M&A framework. So there are ways to look at and attend these things that you don't get completely inundated with all the things that's out there. So that's another good way as well. Is what I like to do is focus on what I like to do, and then drill down from there and look at these different symposiums.
And this is Craig. I'll add on to Greg's comment and give a plug for some specific innovation-related events taking place at the conference. The Health IT Innovation Symposium, From Concepts to Results, will be taking place on Sunday, February the 23rd, beginning at 8:30 a.m. as a pre-conference event. There will also be a meeting of our innovation community on Monday the 24th at 3:30 p.m. And finally, there's a spotlight on innovation event where you'll have a chance to meet some of the innovators and members of the community on Wednesday, February 26th at 11 a.m. Beyond that, you know, I find from my perspective, it's helpful to really take the time to review the conference agenda and list of vendors in advance and pick your targets carefully. As Rod pointed out, you can't possibly see all the educational sessions that are of interest or go to all the booths and see all the present and all the vendor demonstrations that are of interest. And so doing some homework ahead of time to identify the best candidates and really planning out your conference ahead of time, I find is a helpful strategy.
Cecilia?
I would agree. You know, it's planning in advance, really taking a look at what the conference has to offer, you know, and planning, you know, your days while you're there, and also to take advantage of the events that are offered, as well as pre- and post-conference.
So I suppose it might not hurt to go over a little bit of what's coming up. Craig already gave us a rundown of some of the innovation events that are occurring. Now, Cecilia, your group is putting together the MEPI Forum on Monday at 10 o'clock, and that'll be 3 hours of really interesting conversation around some ideas and how MEPI works into that. And then there's also on Monday an MEPI community meeting at 2:15, getting together with the larger community. That's another community at HIMSS that's about 6,000 people. And then the spotlight on MEPI is Tuesday morning at 8:30. And this year what we're doing is instead of HIMSS Central, we've got what we're calling HIMSS Spot. It will be centrally located, but it's a nice area to get together, and we'll be able to demonstrate some of the products that we're putting together and take you out to our websites and demonstrate some of the tools and get to meet some of the people who are involved in some of these activities. And then around usability, we have a spotlight on usability at HIMSS Spot. That's Tuesday at 8 a.m., and the usability community meeting is Wednesday at 3 p.m. That's February 26th. And then around enterprise, the spotlight on the M&A framework is Tuesday at 9 a.m., and we'll be revealing a lot more about the work that the Enterprise Committee has been doing around mergers and acquisitions. They built a really nice framework. So, well, this has been a great conversation, and before we wrap it up, I thought we'd do something fun. I would like to hear from each of you as conference veterans. What are your top tips for attendees, and what are some things you've learned about how to maximize your time at HIMSS? So we're going to start at the top order again. We're going to start with Craig Miller. Give us give us a top tip for attending the conference.
Yeah, thanks, Rod. I have a couple of tips. The first tip is do something to surprise yourself at the event. I've learned interesting things about innovation and important information about where healthcare is going by attending sessions that may be outside my normal comfort zone. They may be around genomics or other aspects of healthcare that I don't normally dwell on a daily basis, but I often find interesting trends there that inform other parts of what's happening in healthcare that I am involved in. And so I think it's helpful at HIMSS conferences to get outside your comfort zone sometimes and explore some educational sessions or meet with vendors who might not be directly related to your day jobs, but are nonetheless doing interesting things that ultimately may have a profound impact on where healthcare goes as an industry. And I think maintaining that capacity to be surprised is helpful. And my only other tip is a practical one: wear comfortable shoes.
Cecilia, I heard you in the background agreeing on that one.
Yeah, on the shoes, yes, most definitely. But what I would say is attend the keynotes. You know, the keynotes are very motivational, and they kind of get you revved up and ready to go back to work and, you know, attack things for the next year. So my recommendation is don't miss those keynotes.
Great. Greg?
Yeah, you know, I agree with Craig and Cecilia as well. I think first and foremost practical is wear comfortable shoes. But the other piece of it is don't forget about the networking. You know, and in our industry, networking is very important for us to continue on and again, know what's going on. So don't be afraid to attend any networking session that maybe somebody's doing. If you're a senior leader, make sure to engage the senior leader IT executive lounges and any other organizational affiliate lounges and things like that to refresh and relax yourself. And again, enjoy the networking, because that's the most important piece that I get out of it.
It's certainly a great place where everyone can get together. Bob?
Yeah, I think that's some great ideas. I would say connect with friends. Connect with people you've known in the past. Go out to dinner. Make reservations early, though, but go out to dinner. Spend some time lingering over a good bottle of wine and really talk about what's happening, what's important, and get a chance to break away from some of the day-to-day work and think forward a little bit. I would wear a pedometer in addition to comfortable shoes. You'd be surprised. It can be a long walk, but it might be very satisfying to know how much you've actually worked on. Lastly, I would say meet somebody new every day, somebody you didn't know before, on top of it, and really try to expand your own personal network.
Great. Well, those are all really good tips and a nice variety from you. And I, on behalf of HIMSS, I want to thank the four of you for joining us today to chat a little bit about the conference and how you approach it. Again, we had Craig Miller today joining us. He's the chair of our Innovation Committee. Cecilia Backman, chair of our Management, Engineering, and Process Improvement Committee. And the chair of our Enterprise Information Systems is Greg Wolverton. And we had the chair of our Usability Task Force, Bob Schumacher. Once again, thanks to all of you, and I hope we get to meet you and lots of new people at the conference later this month in Orlando. Thank you so much for joining us.
For more information on HIMSS 14, you can go to himsconference.org. Music for Innovation That Sticks is brought to you through a Creative Commons license. Today's opening song title, Not Okay, by Riff Action Family. Final song title, Dogs, by Via Mir. For more great podcasts, visit hymns.org/podcasts.